Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Previously on Transmissions from Colony One.
Almost none of these people have any experience with Mars landing procedures. We will launch both ERV-2 and ERV-3 to Martian orbit to dock with the Tarantula lander. We'll dock, make necessary repairs, and once the refugees arrive in orbit, we split everyone into three ships and use these updated landing sequences.
Nano supplies.
An MGN. A magnetic guidance network. A grid of magnets perfectly placed in this valley, 330 kilometers to the northwest. We send the capsules down in batches. Batch by batch, we send down capsules of supplies until they're all safely on the surface.
We train and simulate round the clock for everything we're doing. It's all for nothing if we can't land these things.
Yes, I agree. Though you must be patient, Rachel.
Ignition.
Firing FAL now.
再见了.
Orbital insertion complete. Extending solar panels. Solar panels extended and charging. Extending communication relay devices.
Mars transit, 41 days until Martian orbit, landing simulation 68.
Danny,
you okay? Eflux reading 200.
Hypercool standard by for deployment.
217. Deploy. 220.
826. 915. 211. Deploy hypercool. 247.
1.8. Copy, mate. Right on the money. Hypercool deployed. Copy on hypercorn and shoot prep. Bay. Mid sky crane engine charge. Stand by for hypercorn jettison and parachute deployment.
265. 281.
Jettison
hypercon? Heat flux.
Jettison hypercon. Jettison heat shield. Stand by for parachute deployment.
Heat shield jettison.
Deploy parachutes.
Parachutes deployed.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Fast, too steep, and we lost parachutes.
Uh-huh. What else? You deployed your hypercone too late, and instead of executing a short support thruster burst to compensate, you all ignored it and continued on with the landing sequence, all but ensuring failure. Rotate out. Scott, call out for landing crew 2. They're up.
Shit.
We'll get it better next time. All we can do is improve. Rachel, we need to get a hold of Colony 1 for the MGN test.
NCC to prep for simulation 69, please. Landing crew 2, report to Scorpion CC immediately.
Guidance network supply landing basin, 16 degrees, 45 minutes, 49.98 seconds north latitude, 158 degrees, 8 minutes, 35.54 seconds west longitude, Amazonas Planitia, Mars.
No
All three ERVs need to be in orbit before the crew lands. We don't have time to figure out another contingency.
Uh-huh.
Look, if I knew of any other option, I would have gone with that.
You are allowing him to do this.
The hell do you want me to do, Walter?
Sam, calm down.
You want me to choose someone? Who should I send? You? You want to go? What about you, Pete? Or you, Nada? How do you think I should handle this?
We'd never have been in this mess if you'd done the smart thing and executed Connor 9. And now you want our sympathy.
We should continue to work on unmanned alternatives.
I repeat, if you can devise a superior option for us within our time frame, present it. Do you have a better idea? Do you?
Enough! We've got a job to do and precious little time to get it done. Walter, how are we looking? Are all 28 landing grids connected or not?
Calling on the landing basin. Awaiting final check for go, no-go on MGN test.
Back to it, guys. Let's finish up and move back to observation distance.
Copy, Walter. As you can see on the screen, Commander Lane, the MGN is made up of 28 magnetic grids. The supply capsules will be divvied up into 28 batches, and they'll be dropped one by one to the surface, aiming straight for their respective sectors. As to avoid any magnetic disturbances, no neighboring grids shall be activated beside each other. On the day, Kaya Osen and Chloe Hook will be on site from an observational distance to provide visual confirmation, while I'll be monitoring and assisting from here at Colony 1. Let's begin. Full power up of MGN in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, activate.
Land base in the Colony 1. MGM is online. Begin MGM grid test. Keep the line open for us to confirm.
Copy, Walter. Mag Grid 1 at full power, mark.
Confirm. Mag Grid 1 activated at full power and holding.
Mag Grid 1 deactivated. Confirm.
Confirm. Mag Grid 1 deactivated. Standing by for Mag Grid 2.
Mag Grid 2 at full power, mark. Confirm.
Emergency return vehicle 3, launch site, Amazonas Planitia, Mars.
Tourniquet 8 inside, locking it in place.
I can do that, Luke. Go ahead and run diagnostics on engines. This is such a misstep.
I know, Kaya.
No one thinks this is smart.
I understand Sam's difficult predicament. A mission like this... Someone must volunteer.
We need him. For all that's going to happen here in the next weeks, we cannot afford to lose him. He can't go.
I know. Yet, the rate of decay in his bones cannot be reversed unless he exercises non-stop. No matter how we fear, the nature of the world is front and center. We're in a brutal fight for survival, and we'll need to face hard truths along the way. It's not fair, Kaya. It is reality. This is no different than when we had all of our own critical moments, when we decided to volunteer for a one-way trip to Mars. We understood the risk, the consequences, what we were giving up.
He's our friend, Luke. I hate this.
Powered down. 20 successful activations on our first test is an ideal start. Proceed with making all necessary repairs, and we'll start up another round of tests in the morning. Over.
Heading down now. Y'all are acting like I gave an order. Keep pointing out over and over again about how I'm...
Sam.
Oh, but if you would have killed Connor like you should have done, as if that was the magic key.
It was.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it was. After Andrew and the volcano, I found you outside our emergency living quarters, completely lost from reality. You begged and whimpered like a child, asking what you should do. You produce a disaster, and you haven't the slightest idea as how to fix it. You are the commander, Sam Flynn. You claw your own way out of this.
Out tomorrow?
5:30. A bit over 400 kilometers to ERV3, and since we're scheduled to be back by midday on Friday, that means as early of a jump start as possible.
Mm. Pretty smooth ride?
Yeah. Slight incline in elevation, but fairly smooth.
Motherfucker.
Have you not been out that way?
Chloe? Kaya?
Hey, Paul.
Kaya, can you give me and Chloe a minute to...
No, she can't.
Okay. I don't mean to hurt you. I merely ask that you see things from my perspective. Objectively, you must recognize these daily victories I've had in rehab are never consistent. I've always been one step forward, two steps back.
Objectively, I must recognize this.
I'll never go farther than crutches. It's impossible, and we both know this. Even if I double the therapy workload we've already doubled, this is about what I can expect.
You know, earlier, I could have worked more with Nikki Floros in developing a more advanced radiation treatment protocol for Fedor. That would have opened up Commander Lee's doctors to work on other, more pressing matters. But no. I chose to forego that for you. So much that I dismissed because I was naive enough to invest a majority of my own time and skills on your recovery. You know, before Nicole and Vasily set out for the South Pole, I could have had the opportunity to collect the DNA samples. Surprisingly, I had the time. But I chose to devote that time to your rehabilitation. Their genetic line is gone. They shall have no ancestors. And our own genetic diversity has decreased because I found you worthwhile. You have made me a goddamn stooge, Paul.
I'm sorry, Chloe, but this is the best option we have for this intercept mission. There's no other alternative.
You're giving up, Paul Kirsch. You gave in to pressure, and now you're taking the coward's way out. You know, after everything, perhaps suicide is the best avenue for you. Have a safe EBA, Kaya.
Chloe, please.
On the EM tether blast hatch, could you?
Checking blast hatch.
Thruster engines on my mark. 78 kps.
703 meters.
And...
last hatch go. EM tether ready for deployment.
Ava, what's she waiting for?
Let's see what happens.
Fire primary, stand by for secondary thrusters.
Primary thrusters are standing by. Secondary standing by, beginning to prep supports.
460 meters and dropping fast. Shit. Felix, fire secondaries.
Secondaries and primaries at full burn. Fuel on primaries, reading 72.
Transmission from Colony 1.
Prep EM tether, fire supports.
Damn it, deploy EM tether.
Last hatch Judson, standing by for landing gear deployment.
All thrusters burning full.
147. Prep support landing gear, fast.
Stop, stop, just stop it already.
Disregard. Ben, extend support landing gear.
Copy.
Ava, abort. Ava, abort, Ava!
Sim 1280A, failure. Go ahead and...
why did you delay?
Why did I... delay? What?
You were go for primary thruster ignition. And you waited. You waited too long, and by the time you executed the thruster burn, you were coming in too fast and too steep. Yes, Ava, you delayed.
I...
why?
I didn't notice an issue. I thought my timing was on point.
On point? I see. Perhaps you'll get it on the next try.
Scott, what was Colony 1's transmission about?
The ERV crews. They're heading to their ships.
How long is our transit comms delay?
2.25 minutes?
We will have an open signal once they launch, Rachel. Don't worry. You heard my order, people. Let's get set up for the next simulation.
I'm not feeling good about this, Fedor.
We still have a long journey ahead. Not even halfway through transit. We have a lot of time.
We're coming close to 1,300 simulations. The handful of successful landings were either dumb luck or a blank slate with no variables. And their timing is so off.
Patience, Rachel. We will get there. Please be...
Commander Lee, we ready to go again yet?
A few moments, Rachel.
The sooner the better.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
not like last time.
I know it's not. It's worse.
This is not another two-week situation, okay? I'll be fine.
You can't promise that.
On the contrary, I can. You're my flight director, Andrew Murdoch.
Chloe, how's Sam's suit that coming?
Give me a sec.
You're suited up, Nada. How's your climate control?
Perfect. Good to go.
Thanks, Chloe. You guys good?
Think so. Walter?
What do you say? Am I ready?
Can I say no for personal reasons? You are cleared for departure, Specialist Langston. Continue studying ERV launch procedures during your 3-day drives and let us know of any issues you notice up to and including the moment of launch.
Acknowledged, Abby. Colony 1 is yours. Treat her better than I did.
Will do, Commander.
Right.
We'll be back sooner than you notice. Take care, guys.
Please be safe, Nether. Stay safe, Walter.
We won't, Luke.
I'm tired of doing patchwork on you all. Please come back in one piece. It's a lot of you.
I'm coming back to you, Abby.
Crew loaded into pressure chamber. Commence depress. Working on a stem cell culture.
Yeah? That's great.
What?
I've appreciated every little thing you've done for me. I recognize the pains you went through.
Right.
Projects and objectives that were delayed. Time that was lost. All for me. You had more faith in me than I ever did.
Fine.
One day, you and P will have children. And if everything goes to plan, they will have children and so on. If me piloting this mission to completion and deflecting this comet, helping ensure that future for you and P, I feel that may help account for the actions I'm about to take. Chloe, you're a sister to me. The rest of the crew here are my brothers and sisters. This, it's for you. And it's for Pete. It's...
Go away, Paul.
Your heart rate is rising. Deep breaths, please.
Copy that, Nikki.
Peppercon is stable and operating nominally.
7.7 kilometers, 4.5.
I'll see how they handle this.
All right, Omar. Stand by to deploy.
What? Ava?
I see it. Cutting support 14.
What's that? Sit rep.
Support thruster malfunction, knocking us off course. Rita, I need a course correction report on the double.
Give me 3 seconds.
Ava, engine's cut?
Confirm supports 14 cut.
Window for chutes is closing, Omar.
1.2 degree pitch flight,
0.4 degree roll left.
Malfunction reports on your console now.
See it. Omar, course correction complete, bite on time.
Ava.
We're good.
All right.
Go for parachutes.
Deploy parachutes. Jettison hypercon.
Deploy the jettison. Faye, how's the sky crane charger looking?
0.82 west launch.
Excellent. Right on target. What now?
Alarm. For what?
Shit. We lost one of the chutes.
Sky crane at full
charge. Primary thrusters are ready for burn. Prepping
secondary. Are we going for sky crane burn?
Come Faye, on. We have enough fuel in the sky crane for a prolonged burn.
Stand by. I'm checking.
Stand by. I'm checking. What the
primary thrusters standing by.
We don't have time to. Ava, deploy sky crane.
Sky crane deployed.
Thrusters. Thrusters.
Should we fire up the primaries?
I mean, too steep and too fast. Omar!
Bitch, I'm putting a stop to this.
We gotta let the sky crane burn for a little
bit. Omar, we're coming too hot.
Now what?
That alarm means it's time for you to reset and begin prepping simulation 1303.
But we didn't crash.
Not yet, you didn't. Let's reset, please.
What? We had a handle on it, Rachel.
You did? When? When you were all asking over and over again what you should do as the ship continued to plummet to the ground? Yeah, you definitely had control over the situation. You're truly showing you're ready to pilot a lander, Alvarez.
We weren't done, Rachel. The simulation wasn't over.
Oh, come on. Of course it was. We've been doing this over 1,300 times, and you've had 22 successes. We're beyond the point of making these kinds of mistakes.
Captain. We were facing a critical moment, and we could have had it under...
Can we get the next simulation running again,
Son of a bitch.
Rachel, please.
Run it again. Maybe this time you all won't kill us. Sound good?
Commander Jeffrey Spencer's quarters, MECT 3MMLH V Scorpion.
I found something, Fedor.
Oh.
Ah, here it is. I assume Commander Jeffrey Spencer won't mind us taking part in his little stash.
Oh, well, I'll be damned. Is that what I think it is?
Vavara Original, 2020.
Older than I am, if you can believe it. He must have paid a lot of people to smuggle that on board.
Oh my.
That good, huh?
Maybe in your condition, this isn't the best.
It's whiskey, Commander. Oh, it's been a long time.
Halfway to Mars. And the few successful simulations we've had, they haven't felt earned.
Any successful landing requires a substantial level of luck.
Did you ever reach a point where it felt comfortable? The landing procedures?
In simulations, most definitely. And it will for us, but it takes time. You are all so... new to this.
Was she always like this? I mean, was the rest of your crew?
Occasionally. But she's strung out. We're all strung out. Rachel is not a commander, Jolie. But you are. She and I have the experience, we have the training and the knowledge. We can pass down that knowledge and prepare them, but you need to lead. You have to give them a reason to do this.
It's easy. Survival.
No. You need to give them a want to do this. We can do this, Joe, without question. But we need you to guide us there.
cockpit.
Building 1 to ERV2. Pre-launch checklist complete here. Awaiting confirmation on the CO2 fuel stir completion.
Stand by, Colony 1.
Stand by for confirm. 80%.
I never would have believed you months ago if you told me I'd be strapping myself in for another launch.
Yet here you are. 90%. How's the guidance?
Right on the money. Wind's calm. Y'all better be sure to come grab those rovers once we're away.
CO2 engine stir complete. Go for launch.
Engine stir complete. Beginning 60-second launch countdown. Mark.
ERV2 countdown commencing.
Copy, Paul. Kaya, how's Sam?
Colony 1 to ERV3. Pre-launch checklist complete here. Give us confirmation on CO2 fuel stir completion.
66% and rising. Stand by. Okay, okay. Whew.
Pete and Luke, give me final instrumentation readouts on both ERV engines post-fuel stir pronto.
Copy. Stand by.
On it.
30 seconds. 92%.
All right, let's bring that heart rate down, Nita. Deep breaths. Done this before. Piece of cake.
Final check. ERV2. Go for launch.
ERV3 countdown commencing.
Please be safe. Please, please be safe. Please be safe. Please.
Fire main engines full.
15.
NPS-1, start command.
Stand
NPS-2,
by.
NPS-2, start command.
10.
NPS-3,
9,
start command.
8.
NPS-4,
7,
start command.
6.
NPS-5,
5,
start
4,
command.
3,
NPS-6,
2,
start command.
1, mark.
Full engine ignition. Engines running full blast.
Lift off. Repeat, ERV has lift off.
Mind the controls, Walter.
Thrusters firing. We'll
off in T-minus 35 seconds.
Oh, this is weird.
Copy, Walter. We're monitoring your progress.
God, I miss this feeling.
Walter! Look at—
Oh, Jesus.
ERV to Colony 1.
Holy God.
There's what looks to be a large body of water on the horizon, looking at the North Pole. It's perhaps refrozen, but—
A body of water?
Looks fresh.
Can you elaborate?
The North Pole thermal nuclear array. The one we detonated before Olympus Mons erupted. Remarkable.
Seems so long ago.
ERV-2, Sam has now breached atmosphere in ERV-3. Kaya is patching his comms to yours so you can communicate.
Reading live comms link between both ships. Talk amongst yourselves. Kaya, get me on the line with Commander Lee's ship. I'll patch you through.
ERV-3 to ERV-2, please acknowledge signal.
Ready,
ERV-2 to ERV-3, we hear you. Glad you could make it.
Going thrusters 21
for
29. Firing thrusters 4, 12, and 20.
Colony 1 to MMLHV Scorpion. Both ERV-2 and ERV-3 have launched successfully and are now working on achieving orbital insertion. Once they get in orbit, they'll dock with MECD-2's ship, the Tarantula. We'll keep you up to date on their progress as usual. Hope you're all safe and progressing well with your simulations. Colony 1, over and out. They're away.
If you don't need me for the next few hours, I'm gonna go over procedures with Tim.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.